Chapter 1. All Things for Good. We know that in all things God works for the good of those who love him, who have been called according to his purpose. Romans chapter 8, verse 28. February 7th, 2012. Dad just texted me again. My husband Mike glanced up from his phone, shaking his head in surprise. He says Dr. Phil called. Anderson Cooper wants you on his show. Rosie O'Donnell wants to talk to you. And someone from Inside Edition just left a message for you at the house. What's going on? I wondered. Why is everyone suddenly so interested in me? Before I could even finish my thought, my phone rang. It was my agent, Sabrina. Kylie, where are you? She sounded a little frantic. I'm in Fargo, North Dakota with Mike. What's going on? All these talk shows and news outlets keep calling Mike's dad looking for me. You're all over the news, Kylie. Sabrina sounded shocked that I had no idea what was happening. I'd been traveling with Mike on business, and we hadn't been online or watched much TV for the past few days. Besides, it had been months since I'd stopped modeling. I figured the media had completely forgotten about me. And frankly, I was fine with that. Apparently, the interview you did with FoxNews.com about quitting Victoria's Secret to become a Proverbs 31 wife went live today. It's all over the news, and Good Morning America has offered to fly you to New York today so you can be on their show tomorrow morning. She paused, waiting for me to respond. I just stared at Mike, stunned. Kylie, how soon can you get to an airport? I caught a glimpse of my reflection in the front window. Dressed in a puffy ski coat and hunting boots, with no makeup and my hair pulled back in a ponytail, I was about as far from media ready as I could get. And there wasn't a single thing in my suitcase that was going to be an improvement. Well, we're about 4 hours from the nearest airport, I said, and I really didn't bring anything with me that I could wear on TV. That's okay, Sabrina assured me. Just get yourself on a plane. When you arrive, we can shop for something appropriate. I'll bring a few backup outfits just in case. See you in a few hours. And before I even could respond, she hung up. Well? Mike asked. I looked at him and sighed. I guess I'm going to New York. God, let me get this right. I didn't have much time to ponder the whirlwind of events. Within a matter of hours, I was on my way to New York. I threw a few things into my suitcase, and then Mike drove me to the airport. As I settled into my seat on the plane, I closed my eyes, trying to rest for what was bound to be an emotionally and physically exhausting couple of days. But I was too wired to sleep. There was just so much to take in. In addition to appearing on Good Morning America, I would be on 5 other shows before the day's end. My mind was racing. I thought I'd stepped out of the limelight when I gave up modeling. How could one little blog post lead to all of this? Does the media want to hear about a Proverbs 31 wife? Do they even know what that means? I was used to media attention, but this was new territory. I opened my eyes and pulled out my Bible. Instead of sitting there worrying the entire flight, I figured I could get ready for the interviews by reading some of my favorite passages. I knew the stance I was taking in favor of modesty wouldn't be popular in certain circles, especially the modeling industry, and I wanted to make sure I was prepared. When my eyes skimmed over James chapter 1, verses 2 and 3, I couldn't help but smile. Dear brothers and sisters, when troubles come your way, consider it an opportunity for great joy. For you know that when your faith is tested, your endurance has a chance to grow. NLT. Wow, how perfect is that? I thought. And suddenly, it all started to make sense. The blog post, the media interest, the opportunity to share my story with the world. There was no question. God's fingerprints were all over this. A quiet